Here at 12 News, we work hard every day to put Southeast Texas first, and we love getting answers to your legal questions. On Wednesdays, we get to ask the judge. This afternoon, we are joined by Judge Randy Shelton from the 279th District Court here in Jefferson County. Judge, good to see you.
Good to see you too, Jordan.
All right, let's get right to it. This first question has a lot of people talking. Over the past 2 weeks, we've reported extensively on the water troubles at the Glen Oaks Apartments in Beaumont. Residents going nearly 3 weeks without hot water because of plumbing problems and, as we understand it, a gas leak. The complex has offered to move people, the residents, to another complex that it owns across the street. Our question, what other remedy do people have after spending so long without hot water?
Well, if landlords don't make repairs needed to protect your health or safety, then you've got really three options. One, you can terminate the lease. Two, you can have the problem repaired and deduct the cost of the repairs from your rent. And the last one is you can file a lawsuit to force the landlord to make repairs. Now, all three of these do require notifying the landlord in advance by certified mail. You might need a little bit of help, maybe from an attorney, to be sure that you get all those notices sent out. But that's pretty much it. Now, I'm sure that some of the viewers might be interested in, well, how about some sort of financial compensation? And there might be an angle on that, but really the you know, kind of measuring what your damages are, your financial injury would be, is just difficult to determine. So I'm not really sure that a lawsuit, you're going to find anyone that could help you with a lawsuit like that.
And from what I understand, you know, they have had workers out there, but it sounds like, I mean, this is more than just the water going to one building, for example. So I doubt any one individual is going to be able to go out and finance repairs. So that option may be off the table. Is hot water considered essential under the Texas, you know, Apartment Association and leases?
Probably. I'm going to say yes. But, you know, again, the tenants are entitled to have an apartment that's, you know, safe, healthy, and secure in some way. So so hot water, I think, would be part of the health and safety. I mean, you've got to have hot water to sanitize, you know, clothing, dishes, hygiene, and so forth. So yeah, I would consider it essential and probably part of the requirement that a landlord has to meet.
Got it. All right, let's move on. We've got one other question I want to get to. This viewer says, I've been married to my husband for more than 10 years. We live in a house that he and his deceased wife previously lived in. A few years ago, my name was legally put on the deed. Is this binding in court because there are grown children involved that are not mine?
It kind of depends on what kind of deed that the viewer's name is on. If it's a deed of trust, and that's often used when a house is refinanced or when there's money borrowed against it, even if it belongs to one spouse before marriage, it's probably not going to have any kind of legitimate ownership claim. Hmm. But if the deed to the property is deeded to you, rather, in a warranty deed or a gift deed, then you might have a significant interest in the property. You're really going to have a lawyer take a look at that, at the deed, to kind of get a better understanding of the effect.
Check the fine print. Judge, we'll have to leave it there. It's good to see you.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Jordan.
Thank you, sir. If you've got questions for the judge, go to 12newsnow.com/askthejudge, and there's a form to fill out right there.
All right, Heidi Ho, folks. Let's continue with this very brief recording that I have very little time to record between shifts and whatnot. All right. We're still hanging out here in Texas. We're over here at Click 2 Houston, appears to be an NBC News affiliate, where they are headlined, This Place Should Be Shut Down, Property Owners Abandoned, Southeast Houston Apartment Complex. The city said the owners abandoned the apartment complex. You see, because apparently it's a good idea that housing should be owned. And owned in particular by someone that doesn't live there. Taking a look here, they tell us that a spokesman for the Department of Neighborhoods tells KPRC 2, that's Click 2 Houston News, that the property owner of the Arlington Place Apartments in Southeast Houston is abandoning the complex. So, the apartment complex at 116th East Edgebrook has been abandoned by the property owner, leaving residents with no dumpster, no trash collection services, and the Department of Neighborhoods has made attempts to reach the owner with no results. The city is working on a coordinated effort involving several departments and possibly community agencies to respond to this situation, which poses health, safety, and housing concerns for apartment residents. That information is coming from a spokesperson with the Department of Neighborhoods. So far, it is unclear what will happen to residents. But a reporter with the news outlet obtained security footage showing the waste management removing its dumpsters from the property on January 2nd. Let's see if we have a date here. This article went up February 6th. All right. So let's move on over in this direction and listen to a little bit of Click 2 Houston's audio coverage.
Seriously, this place should be shut down. It's just somebody's gonna get hurt. And I just hope the city steps in.
Houston city leaders say they will soon put dumpsters at an apartment community covered in piles of trash.
The city tells KPRC2 that the owner has abandoned the property. KPRC2's Rowan Blogan is live at that community to explain the next few steps. Rowan.
Yeah, Keith, Daniela, look, we're still working to try and get answers for folks as to exactly why this property owner is abandoning the complex itself and what this means for those who live here and have paid rents.
I'm from the military, so I'm used to it. I can handle it.
You're comparing your living conditions to your service.
Yeah, I mean, I can handle it. Yeah.
That says a lot, though.
I know.
Cindy Rogers is a Navy.
Okay, I did not want to interrupt that, but she took him out of his professionalism with that statement. She turned him into a podcaster. He inadvertently kind of did a reaction video to her saying that. Real briefly, it's just like, you're comparing your... What? That is saying something. Hold on, I have to hear him react to that one more time. Maybe you should hear it too.
But I'm from the military, so I'm used to it. I can handle it.
You're comparing your living conditions to your service.
Yeah, I mean, I can handle it.
Conditions to your service.
Yeah, I mean, I can handle it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That says a lot, though.
I know.
Cindy Rogers is a Navy veteran. She's called the Arlington Place Apartments home for a few years. She said things were fine when she moved in, but 6 months ago, she noticed a change.
Bad case of roaches in my house, gnats. The floor is so unlevel. When I watch TV, you have to turn your head like this because the floor is unlevel.
The health department said since January 8th, they've issued 30 citations, all because of the mound of trash. How does this make you feel?
Well, being a Navy retired veteran, a lot of people out here, I don't think I should live like this. And the VA has to pick me up from my apartments because I don't drive, and they have to look at this.
You're saying as a veteran?
It's embarrassing when they come have to pick me up.
The VA?
Yeah.
How so?
Because of all the trash and everything.
A spokesperson with the Department of Neighborhoods said they'll soon schedule contractors to remove the trash and place dumpsters at the complex for the property owners to pay. Do you think you and other residents here are being taken advantage of?
Oh yeah, because you know, I don't know who's getting our money.
Now, I asked the city exactly what this will mean for residents, but they have yet to clearly explain that for us. As of right now, it's not clear as to the timeline as to when those dumpsters will arrive at the property. Live in Southeast Houston, Roman Belogan, KPRC 2 News.
Okay.
Need their grape. All right, Rowan, thank you. Hey.
We are outside of studio.
Oh, man. Yeah, that is a little bit gruff. I'm going to message Adrian Bracciali actually right now. It's 4:15 a.m. And see what's going on there, folks. Stay tuned in. All right. WineCellarMedia.com does not exist anymore, though I still feel compelled to say it. It's just not a real thing anymore. It's gone. WordPress said no. And I don't know why. And I'm never going to know why. All right? So, just be as safe as possible wherever you are.